Hello, thank you everyone for sticking around. The 2009-2010 influenza season, as you probably well know, was a pandemic, and there were a number of communications challenges. And I'm going to be talking about some of the work that the CDC and AED did to increase vaccination rates among ethnic minorities in the U.S. Overall, the campaign sought to increase vaccination rates. We had the seasonal flu and then, of course, the H1N1 vaccine that rolled out quite a bit later. So we had a number of communications issues. Things that we needed to communicate was that, the H1N1 vaccine was reserved for some priority audiences in the beginning until we were able to get more vaccine out there. But also, there were different groups that were affected by H1N1 that weren't typically affected by seasonal flu. So young adults between the ages of 18 and 24 were a target, and also seniors weren't affected nearly as much as younger people. So that had to be communicated across the board, but also specifically to these minority ethnic minority populations. And by that I mean the campaign really did focus on Hispanic outreach and African American outreach, though we did do a lot of outreach to other ethnic minorities, Asian American communities in the US, that sort of thing too. In June and July, and then again in October, we conducted focus groups, about 100 focus groups. Within those groups, we did a lot of work with African Americans and Latinos. Particularly, we did focus groups with only Spanish-speaking Latinos or Latino moms. We would do focus groups with African Americans, older African Americans, younger African Americans. We did a lot of focus groups. And it was really interesting to find out what their attitudes and beliefs were about influenza. For example, in June and July, a lot of the Latinos were really nervous about the flu being a Mexican flu. And later, as the H1N1 became known as swine flu, that was quite a relief to a lot of Latinos. So we also, prior to all the focus groups, we developed materials to test with each of them to find out, which ones would resonate the most. And it was interesting because some of the results that we found were not surprising because, we saw through other vaccination campaigns and other research that African Americans do tend to be a little more skeptical about vaccination, and particularly the H1N1 vaccine, where safety was a concern across all of our research audiences. But that also with Latinos, messages that spoke to the family really did seem to resonate well with Latinos. So, posters that had a grandmother holding a young child, were really, really much more popular than others. So we used all that research to develop a campaign that focused a lot on Spanish language material for the Latino community. And we developed PSAs and both radio and television. We also put together some MAT articles in both English and Spanish. And by MAT articles, I mean a kind of a pre-written article that we could then push out through partner organizations and the media and a number of health websites in order to get information out there. We also conducted radio and satellite media tours. We did that both in English and in Spanish. And we focused a lot on the African American radio programs too. And that was fairly successful. Another thing that we did was we scheduled 8 different ethnic media roundtables around the country. And these were, we would pick large large cities and that had ethnic minority populations. And we would invite all the news organizations that really kind of covered those beats. Spanish newspapers and, Indian newspapers, all the different ethnic media that were in those cities. And it was really interesting to hear the questions that came from the media, because they reflected a lot of what the community, the ethnic community's concerns were about influenza. It was important to note that a lot of Latinos were concerned about that one of the barriers to getting vaccinated was that they were afraid to go to a clinic or register, that somebody would, need a social security number, or if they were unregistered or undocumented, that might expose them some way. So it was important to be able to communicate to them from the local health department that was there present in the roundtable, and also the CDC, that under no circumstance would you be required through the health departments that they would need to get registered or anything like be registered. We also did a large advertising campaign on buses, and that was also very successful. Did that in both English and Spanish. And then we developed a relationship with Tom Joyner, who reaches a lot of African Americans, and we actually got him vaccinated and used that to that relationship to get the message out to African Americans. Other media outlets like the Ruspar Morning Show and Montel Across America, Telemundo and Univision were other outlets that we focused on. And we also were in a La Plaza newsletter too. Again, the ethnic media roundtables that we did, we're in Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, Detroit, LA, Phoenix, San Francisco, DC. We've been doing this for a few years. This was the first year we actually bumped it up to 8. We'd been, we started out with 2, then we did 4, and this last year we increased it to 8, and we did another 8 this year as well. We do find that reaches a large segment of the population doing it through these roundtables. And here's just an example of some of the publications that wrote about influenza and the vaccination. And it wasn't just print, it was broadcast and as well. And I've got some pictures to show you. So this is an interview in Atlanta. Another one in Phoenix and Chicago. And then, of course, we also did a lot of pitching to news organizations with some of our CDC experts. This is Dr. Labello, who could speak to minorities and the need for minorities to get vaccinated during the campaign. And here is a picture of Tom Joyner getting vaccinated, too. Again, he participated in it in this year as well. One of the things we found with African Americans, because they were kind of skeptical about the vaccine, that having people like Tom Joyner get vaccinated and promote vaccination really did help the campaign quite a bit with that audience, because he's a trusted person in the community and that sort of thing. And of course, also President Obama. We got a picture of him getting vaccinated. And we put this ad in 40 African American newspapers, and it's amazing how much leverage we got from this ad too. This year, the president has not yet been vaccinated, so when he does, hopefully, when he gets back from India, we can get a picture of him and hopefully his wife too. It was interesting, through some of the focus groups that we did this summer, and we would show this ad, they would say, "Oh, but we want Michelle Obama." I think mothers would really like to see, Michelle Obama get vaccinated. It's really hard to kind of evaluate exactly, how the campaign did. But, from audience impressions, from the roundtables, 61 million, 56 million from the bus ad campaign, and, the various listenerships, a lot of earned media. The campaign was focused on a lot of earned media, and that was pretty effective. So that's my last slide, except I want to thank Chris Sheedy at the CDC, who has been fantastic. And then Alan Jansen and Jim Bender, who also have worked on the influenza campaign as well. And thank you so much. That was it.
Well, again, I'd like to thank all of our speakers. I think that it might work best if the speakers who can stay can stay, and then if people have specific questions for our speakers, that they just ask them afterward in a more informal environment, and that way if people need to get going, that's all right. But I want to thank all of our speakers, as were some really great presentations. And this was the last session, but this was also a session that was organized in part by the Health Communication Working Group. So if you found this session to be particularly interesting, then feel free to contact us. We have a Yahoo group. Doug or Jude, do either of you have any of the notepads? Okay. But you can try to find us. You can also email me, where I'm listed as the session moderator, and then I can get you on our list if you'd like. Thank you.